It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Well, it's an absolutely gorgeous Friday, Tracy.
Yeah, it's looking real nice out.
I'm looking at all the trees and bushes behind your head just glistening in the sun.
That's right.
It's a happy day.
It's almost like a glow.
It is coming in. You're always glowing because you have beautiful skin.
Oh, thanks, honey.
But I'm a little upset you don't have your lip plumper on.
I know. I thought about that, too, before we started. I was like, I wasn't prepared again.
Okay, Dr. Rich, I mean, come on. You are here today, and she doesn't put on her lip plumper.
I know.
I know. What kind of deal? I guess it's because I'm not actually in studio. I have to talk to you guys via phone.
All right.
So, you know, I can't see that beautiful halo of light around her head and plump lips.
And the plump
She just didn't
lips.
Think it was worth it.
All right. I guess. Yeah,
I guess.
You're right. Well, we know exactly what you look like because you are our ma'am, but it is true. We are doing this via the phone, safer at home. But Dr. Rich from New Health Chiropractic is on the phone because today we are talking about activities during this dang pandemic. So here we go, Rich. This is the first question. What actually do you recommend for all of us to do with exercise because all of our gyms are closed?
Lots of sex. No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're not the only doctor that
burns
has said
off that. Calories. You can go to sleep right afterwards. See? I mean, hey, it's the best thing ever.
See?
So.
And done.
And we're done with that one. So,
that was easy.
No. So, you know, it depends on, you know, what your goals are for what you want to accomplish. And, you know, a lot of people go to the gyms and they lift weights. And some people go to the gyms and they do cardio. So we just have to find a new normal. So everybody's schedule's disrupted. You're now at home with your kids and you have to be a teacher and a parent and you have to just still go to work and separate all those things off. So find those things that you enjoyed doing and continue to do them and schedule that time. So if you enjoyed doing cardio, get out and run. Run alone. Run away from everybody else, but go out and do those things. Well, you don't have to run away from them. Just don't run with them. I run away from them because it's a zombie apocalypse if you see my ass running. So, that's about it. So, but we can also, you know, do body weight exercises. So there is so much stuff online. If you just go out and search for even your local gyms, a lot of the people have put stuff out. They've even done it for free. Some of them are also running some challenges for people that you can join in and then make it a little, if that's what motivates you to get going. So do those things as much as you can.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, Rich, this is something I'm wondering about. I want to go out to a park, but I'm not sure because of the safer at home order. Can I still go to a park?
Absolutely. So, you know, the thing I tell people that come into my office are like, you know, I don't think I can, you know, go out. I'm like, no, we want you out of your house. Now, that doesn't mean go to the park with 10 other people and sit down in the, you know, in the dirt and talk with them. It means, you know, when you go to these places, you know, Governor Evers opened up the state parks again. The Arboretum, Holy Wisdom Monastery has all sorts of prairie trails just on the north side of Lake Mendota on Highway M over Middleton. Go out and, you know, if you have a roommate or somebody that you live with that you can, you as a group can go do these things. My advice is, you know, take hand sanitizer. Don't touch anything. You know, get out. If you're out in nature, a tree is not going to give you this. The air outside is not going to expose you to this. It's being around other people who are carrying the virus. So as long as you're not close to them, and you don't have to not smile and wave, just stay your distance away from them. And you don't have to wear a mask if you're outside alone or with your family. If you're going to be around other people, like in a grocery store, then yes, it's recommended that we put on masks and those things. But no, get out to the park. Just, you know, don't expect to use any of the bathrooms there because they're all closed. And don't touch anything that other people are going to be touching. You wouldn't go up and grab somebody's door handle on their car. So don't, you know, try not to use the rails at the park unless you put on a glove and throw the glove away without touching your face.
Wonderful. Because yeah. I do see people out, you know, just walking, and they'll have their mask on.
Yeah, I guess I was just, I was wondering about that, you know, because I walk a lot, and I was like, should I wear a mask when I'm walking or not, you know, or running? Because I don't think I'll be able to breathe if I do that.
Yeah, no. I don't want to pick you up off the ground, Tracy, when you're passed out because you were trying to run with a mask on. So, no, you don't need to wear a mask when you're outside. This is not ubiquitous in the air. Our air is not poisonous. This is passed from human to human as best we can tell, and it's normally through bodily fluid. So, you know, spittle and, you know, aerosolized, you know, particles that people breathe out. So unless you're in contact with other humans, there's no danger. And I laugh every time I see somebody sitting in their own car with their mask on. I'm like, that's got to be uncomfortable. I mean, just, you know, you don't need it on if you're just out doing that. Now, if you're in somebody else's car, you probably shouldn't be. But we just want to, you know, be smart about those things, too. So,
Dr. Rich, you know, I have a beautiful 10-year-old daughter, and we got her a fabulous large trampoline. I love trampolines. I think it's the best form of fitness, so I have a great time. So I've been doing the trampoline with Gia, but, dude, I have whacked myself back to some pain again in my body. I don't know if I did something to my neck, but again, so how, because of my age maybe, how can I properly do some fun stuff like that, like with a trampoline?
So, you know, the trampolines are great. They're great exercise. I always tell people, you know, when I was a kid, you know, we used to play break the egg where, you know, you try to double bounce people and, you know, and you've been jammed on the trampoline before where, you know, you're going down and somebody else is coming back up and the trampoline catches you wrong and it'll give you a whiplash injury. So, you know, as we age, our bodies aren't as resilient as those little kids. They can still get hurt, but they tend to rebound a little bit quicker. We don't tend to rebound as quicker because we are not as cartilaginous. We're not as jelly like the kids are, you know, before they're fully, you know, as they grow and before they're fully formed. So if you want to play on the trampoline, obviously play alone and you can jump around. You want to make sure that, hey, jump around Saturday, 3:00 p.m.
That's right.
So get out there on your trampoline. But you want to make sure that you're jumping in an even pace, that you're not, you know, jamming yourself by, you know, doing anything crazy with somebody else on the trampoline. So jump around with your kid if you're, you know, kind of holding hands and jumping around together is fine. When you get separated and everybody's trying to jump as high as they can is when people normally get hurt.
Well, we were playing this trampoline game called Popcorn. This is what the kids are doing right now. She's like, Mom, you want to play Popcorn? I'm like, okay. So what I did is that I got into the center of the trampoline. I laid down on my back. I put my knees up to my chest, and then I wrapped my arms around. So basically, she was then jumping as much as she can so I could bounce up and down like a popcorn scene.
Yep. So we used to call it break the egg. You used to have to hold on to your toes.
Okay, so
and
that's it.
If you hold on to your toes and then you try to break, you make the person bounce high enough that they have to come apart so that they break the egg, right? So they let go of their toes.
Okay, so I broke my body is what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to break your body. It's going to... And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of soreness and pain because you're jumping around. Trampolines would be a great example of an HIIT, a high-intensity interval training type thing, because you're jumping a lot for a short period of time, and then you have to stop and breathe, right? So they're a great way to get a lot of cardio exercise very quickly because they're a lot of work.
Love it. Thank you.
Hey, so, Rich, what if I want to lose the weight I feel like I've put on since this whole thing started?
We're going to go back to the discipline. I mean, I've heard so many people like, I think I've put on 15 pounds. I'm like, yeah, I think I even put on a few pounds because I'm not, you know, we're doing spatial distancing in my office, social distancing, so we have lot less patients, so I don't move as much. I'm not nearly as busy as what I once was. And so that coupled with the fact that, you know, I'm not going to the gym twice a week anymore and doing those things. So one of the things that I tell people is come up with a plan that works for you as far as foods. We're eating at home a lot more now. Yes, we need to support our restaurants and try to order from them as much as we possibly can. But if you're eating at home or making your own meals, try to come up with ideas that don't come out of a box. So the more you're preparing your food yourself. So I tell people, if you just go with the simple stuff, like for dinner, you want to have a protein and some vegetables, or a protein and some salad. So a piece of chicken and some salad, a piece of steak and some green beans and some cauliflower, and try to get lots of colors on your plate. That's going to help you lose weight. Also, the thing that Krista's doing with playing on the trampoline, you know, that high intensity interval training. So get out, you know, if you run for 5 miles, you're going to burn X calories, and depending on the speed at which you run and everything else. But if you get out and run for 6 minutes, but you sprint for 500 yards and then walk for 500 yards, sprint for 500 yards as fast as you can and walk for 500 yards, you will burn X times 2 calories. So you're going to burn a whole lot more calories if you do that high intensity interval training. And that's another thing I'm going to refer to. Look up some things online, find what you like to do. But losing weight and losing the weight of, you know, a pandemic when we're sitting around is more about the food you're eating than the exercise you're getting. So start with your food and then go to exercise.
Love it. Rich, you're the best. Again, we're talking to Dr. Rich from New Health Chiropractic, located at 2690 Research Park Drive in Fitchburg. And Rich, your doors are open to take people in, which is, Rich is fabulous right now.
Yes, and we're, you know, I tell people, if you're in pain, it lowers your immunity. If you're wondering about, you know, any of those types of things, or what can I do, like what supplements can I take, because I'm going to be exposed. I've had people that come in that are like, hey, you know, I work in a, you know, in a grocery store, and I know I'm going to be exposed to people. What's the best things I can do to boost my immunity? If you're interested, you can call the office, 608-273-2222. Give us your email address. I'll shoot you an email that I sent out as far as what supplements that you can take to help boost your immunity and stay healthy during this whole pandemic. You can also look us up on Facebook at New Health Chiropractic. I've also posted that information there. But keeping people out of pain, allowing them to come in here, some of the chiropractic offices have closed. For instance, the GHC chiropractors aren't seeing patients just because they were mixing people from a clinic setting and chiropractors. So I've seen a couple of those patients that have come down. I'll see you short term, follow up with what your doctor was currently doing with you, get you out of pain, make sure that you're as healthy as you can be and out of pain so that your immune system has its best chance.
Well, we love you, Dr. Rich, for coming on, of course, Fit and Fabulous each and every month. We love you. We'll put up the information again. If you need to get a hold of Dr. Rich, we will definitely have all that information. So thank you, Rich. Enjoy this beautiful weekend.
Yes, hopefully we can get some warmer weather, though. I want to be able to use my pool. That's where I want to get my activity, but when it's 40 degrees, I ain't getting in it.
Listen, so we are so excited to come over and you to be our pool boy. So just let us know when you want
to
come to your house.
We can socially distance around the pool too.
Awesome.
And I'll be your cabana boy, but you know, that means me and a thong. So you're in trouble.
Honey, bring the banana hammock on over. It's Chris in the Morning
Never
Rush.
In a million years.
With Dr. Rich with New Health Chiropractic on 93.1 Jams. Love you, honey.